The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, February 3, 1980 at 18 hours 30 GMT. It's Music Time in Africa. Hello, friends. This is Rita Rochelle, your hostess for Music Time in Africa. For all of our regular listeners, welcome back, and thank you for being with me again. And if you're tuning in for the first time, welcome to our music show. I'm really glad you're joining us today. You'll be listening to both popular and traditional African music. And starting things off is music by a band that we're featuring for the first time on this program. The group is called The Liberian Dream. And this recording is just a small part of a tune titled Welcome to Liberia. The music was composed by Tony A. Williams to be performed on the occasion of the 1979 OAU meeting in Monrovia. The song is called Welcome to Liberia, and it's by a group called The Liberian Dream of Monrovia, and they're a nice group of musicians. You know, since I started the program today, it seems as if I just keep saying welcome all the time. Well, I hope you don't mind if I say it once more, because this is hello and welcome to a special group of fans in Nsukka, Nigeria. My colleague, Leo Sarkisian, and I are very pleased to learn that you have now formed a club for listening to our program. It's called the Rochelle Fan Club, and I feel especially honored, friends. In fact, I'm quite flattered. And I want to send out special thanks to our friend Innocent Njoku of the College of Philosophy, HGS, for his letter telling us about the club. I think HGS means higher grammar school. I'm not really sure. So if I could get another letter from Innocent Njoku, maybe he could tell me just what those letters stand for. So please write to me again and let me know. Needless to say, we welcome all of you with open arms to Music Time in Africa. And as you probably know, this program features some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups. And each week we play recordings of both popular and traditional songs and dances of various peoples and countries. Music is indispensable in our homes. Our music man Leo and I believe that all people, no matter where in the world, should enjoy and appreciate the music of other nations, of other peoples, and of other races. Yet, at the same time, we believe that one should remember that no foreign music can serve the purpose that one's own music does. If anything is worth retaining, it's the art that one's forefathers have invented, and that heritage should not be left to shatter into dust. And now, welcome to folk music from the West African nation of Ghana, a culturally rich country with a population of about 9 million people, made up of about 100 ethnic groups with as many languages and dialects. Much of Ghana's folk music is performed as a group activity for recreational and formal occasions, and is an integral part of everyday life. Dances vary considerably in different parts of the country, and many ethnic communities have folk dance clubs and musical organizations that meet regularly. Among the Akan in Ghana, there's a type of popular music called Ashewa, performed by groups of musicians specially organized for a community social life. Even though Ashewa music is usually found during certain festivals, religious and funeral rites, the main emphasis of this type of music is generally on the recreational side. Here's an example of this type of Akan music by the Akwamofi Ashewa group. That was music of the Akan of Ghana. This next type of music is known as Nwom Kro, music that was traditionally strictly vocal and performed only by women and without percussion instruments. Today, however, Nwom Kro is danced by both men and women and with accompanying drums. This next recording is a medley of two game songs for young people. This type of performance usually takes place in the evenings. Young people gather in a semicircle and clap hands while singing.
Not me.
As an example of the richness and the variety of types of music in Ghana, this recording is music of the Grunshi. The Grunshi live in northern Ghana, and the music features an ensemble of small metal flutes and drums. The music is known as Nagila. Also from the northern part of the country is this xylophone music of the Dagaba. It's music usually heard during the festivities which take place during the harvest season. Thank you. One final number of folk music from Ghana. This is another example of Nwom Kro. It's the music which I described earlier as a popular style of musical entertainment that was traditionally strictly for women, but it's now performed with men and women participating to the accompaniment of drums. You've been listening to folk songs and music from the West African nation of Ghana, and we certainly hope you've enjoyed the recordings. For your listening pleasure, we still have the dynamic Africana group of Nigeria coming up, friends. But first, I'll take a moment again to say hello and to acknowledge a few more letters and to let you know that we're still getting Christmas cards and New Year's greetings. Special thanks to Ifeanyi Onwuegbuosi, Moses Chikezi, Betty Uwaibi, Paul Aigbe, Chukwu Ogbana, Idris Abdullah, Jonah Etakam, and Kabi Ahiju, a few of our friends from Nigeria. And to our friends in the country whose music we feature today, that of Ghana, greetings from both our music man Leo and me to Eugene Sarkodi, Audu Kamanin, Hayford Bampo, Hecht Akien Akins, Bernard Ansa, Arnold Kwanza, Sule Mohamud and Francis Dala Orhu. And in East Africa, hello and thank you for nice letters from Yasani Mapambwe in Tabora, Tanzania, Charles Matoko of Lilongwe, Malawi, Antonio Katekwe of Serenge in Zambia, John Abele of Katakui Soroti in Uganda, and J.M. Yigamatovu and Mary Bagenda in Kampala, Uganda. Thank you, friends. Asante sana, Mungode maka. such good music to wind up our show today. They call themselves the Dynamic Africana, and the name of the song was Baba Wa Onibo Ore. I'm really glad that you are with me, and I hope you've been pleased with the recordings and all the good music our music man, my colleague Leo Sarkisian, manages to come up with all the time. I'll be back again next week at this same time, and I'd like for you to join me then. In the meantime, we'd like to hear from you. My address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20547 USA. One of the nicest things about this job is receiving your mail, so we'd like to get a letter from you. Again, the address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20547 USA. The latest world news is next on African Panorama as the African service continues on these same frequencies and meter bands. And once again, dear friends, I'm Rita Rochelle, and from Leo and me, our best to all of you. And we do hope that you have a nice week.